This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So, you're steering a marketing budget. Maybe something pretty substantial like $25,000 a month in Google Ads. You definitely know the pressure then. It's not just about getting clicks, is it? It's about turning those clicks into, well, high-quality leads that actually, you know, move the needle for the business. Mm-hmm. Today, we're not just going to scratch the surface. We're doing a proper deep dive, our mission, to really uncover 10 proven ways, some maybe a bit overlooked, to significantly boost your Google Ads conversion rates. And crucially, without spending more money, but just by optimizing smarter.
Yeah. Exactly. And look, the core insight here, and it's one that even really experienced marketers can sometimes forget, it isn't just about throwing more money at the problem. Not at all. It's about getting the absolute maximum value from the data you already have and the budget you're already using. Okay. So this deep dive, yeah, it'll give you specific actionable things you can do for hopefully much better results and a far better return on ad spend without needing a bigger budget.
Okay, let's unpack this first one then. It's crucial, but I think sometimes gets a bit of a superficial look. Tightening your audience targeting. Most people think demographics, yeah.
Yeah.
But what does like advanced targeting look like for a really experienced team?
Right. It's definitely got to go beyond just basic age and location. That's table stakes. We're talking micro-segmentation here.
Yeah.
For instance, using things like custom intent audiences. So you're targeting people who've recently searched for very specific topics related to what you offer, even if they haven't found your site yet.
Oh, okay. So proactive.
Exactly. Or, you know, leveraging your remarketing list to create lookalike audiences, finding people who mirror your best, highest converting customers. The goal here is really surgical precision, not just, you know, broad strokes. It's about showing your ad to the right person at the exact moment they're most receptive, which is just way more efficient than casting a super wide net.
Makes sense. Any common pitfalls, though, like for experienced folks?
Yeah, actually, a common one is over-targeting. You get so granular that the audience becomes tiny, and you actually miss out on adjacent high-intent segments. So you've got to balance that precision with, you know, potential scale.
Okay, that's a great point. So this next one gets really interesting, especially for people looking for that perfect message alignment. Using SKAGs, single keyword ad groups. Now, the concept, it's not brand new, right? But for a seasoned marketer today, what are the maybe the modern nuances or surprising benefits and challenges of using SKAGs, especially with Google's AI getting smarter?
Right, SKAGs, single keyword ad groups, where basically each ad group is built around just one specific keyword or maybe a very tightly themed variation. It's all about achieving unparalleled message alignment, total clarity. And this, it drives incredibly high quality scores, which then leads to lower CPCs and better ad positions, often without even needing to increase your bids.
So efficiency gains.
Huge efficiency gains. Now, yeah, they can add management overhead if you have an absolutely massive account, can't deny that. But their precision is still so vital for your high-value keywords. And even now, in the age of AI, SKAGs give the algorithm incredibly clear signals about user intent. It helps the machine learn faster. So it's probably not about choosing between SKAGs and broader groups entirely. It's more about knowing where SKAGs offer the most strategic punch, often, yeah, as a foundation for your most valuable terms.
Got it. So strategic application. And speaking of that message alignment, it's obviously about what you actually say to those hyper-targeted audiences, refining your ad copy for intent. Beyond just, you know, sticking your USP in there, what are some of the less obvious psychological triggers or maybe A-B testing insights you've seen really work for experienced advertisers?
Oh, yeah. Generic copy is just, well, it's money down the drain, isn't it? For copy that really converts, you have to speak directly to the customer's, let's say, deepest pain points, but also their aspirations. We've seen, I mean, really incredible results by testing headlines that use things like scarcity or social proof, even a subtle FOMO fear of missing out.
Okay, give me an example.
Sure. So instead of just buy our software, maybe try something like join 10,000 plus teams boosting productivity today. See? Social proof. Or if you've got a limited time offer, don't bury it. Something like don't miss out, only 3 spots left this month. That creates urgency. Your USP, your unique selling proposition, absolutely has to be front and center. What makes you different? In a clear call to action, the CTA, non-negotiable.
And the testing.
Right. The secret isn't just basic A-B testing, changing a word here or there. It's about radical A-B testing sometimes. Don't just tweak a word. Test a completely different angle, a different emotional hook. See what truly resonates with your audience.
Right. Be bold with the tests.
Okay.
And while we're on ad copy, Google obviously has tools to help figure out which messages land best. Implementing responsive search ads. RSAs. How do you really leverage these for, like, deeper insights instead of just kind of letting Google do all the work and hoping for the best?
Yeah, RSAs. Responsive search ads, they use Google's machine learning, right, to automatically mix and match headlines and descriptions you provide. It serves up the combinations it thinks will perform best for specific searches. The key for, you know, advanced users isn't just throwing a bunch of assets in there. It's providing a diverse array of assets. Think different USPs, different CTAs, different benefits highlighted, maybe even different emotional tones.
Ah, giving the AI more distinct things to play with.
Exactly. It gives the AI more room to experiment and potentially uncover winning combinations you just wouldn't have thought of yourself. And here's the pro tip. Don't just look at the combo reports for what won. Dig into the asset performance reports. See which specific headlines or descriptions, which messaging themes are consistently resonating. Those insights, they fuel not just better ads, but often better overall marketing strategy.
That's smart. Using it as a learning tool. Okay, so to give those ads even more punch, more visibility, leveraging callout and structured snippet extensions, beyond just making the ad physically bigger, how do these strategically maybe pre-qualify clicks and influence the customer journey before they even hit your site?
Oh, they're incredibly powerful for pre-qualification, often underestimated. Callout extensions, right? They let you highlight specific benefits or features, things like 24/7 support or free shipping on all orders. Short, punchy points. While structured snippets let you categorize your offerings like destinations, Paris, Rome, Tokyo, or types, running shoes, trail shoes, walking shoes.
Providing context.
Precisely. They don't just make your ad bigger, though that helps visibility. They provide crucial information up front. They set clear expectations for the user, which means the clicks you do get tend to be more qualified because the user already has a much clearer idea of what you offer and if it matches their need. For a high-volume campaign, this just effortlessly helps improve conversion rates because it weeds out some of those irrelevant clicks, saving you budget.
Right, saving money and getting better leads. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But like you said earlier, the ad is only half the battle. Where people actually land, that's just as crucial. Optimizing your landing pages. For an experienced marketer who feels they've done the basics, what are some, I don't know, advanced CRO methodologies or diagnostic tools you'd recommend to really pinpoint and fix those conversion roadblocks?
Yeah, the landing page. It's the keystone, really. Get it wrong, and all that ad spend is wasted. It absolutely needs to load super fast. It needs to perfectly mirror the ad's message that scent trail needs to be strong and clear calls to action, obviously. But for deep optimization, yeah, you need to go beyond just those basics. Think about applying a really robust CRO framework. Conversion rate optimization.
So more systematic.
Exactly. Using tools like heat maps or session recording software, see exactly how users are interacting with your page. Where are they clicking? Where are they scrolling? Where are they dropping off? And conduct A/B tests, but not just on the obvious stuff like headlines or button colors. Test entire page layouts. Test different form lengths or field types. Test the placement and type of trust signals, you know, customer logos, testimonials, security badges.
Pretty mobile.
Mobile responsiveness isn't even optional anymore. It's just the default expectation. Your page has to work flawlessly on mobile, period.
Absolutely. Okay, now let's shift gears slightly. Cutting out the noise, the waste, using negative keywords aggressively. This can feel like, well, a never-ending gardening task, can't it? How do expert marketers manage this efficiently, especially for a large account? And are there common categories of negatives that even pros sometimes overlook?
Oh, it is never ending, but it's absolutely vital work for making every dollar count. You can't slack on negatives. This isn't a one-time setup thing. It's an ongoing, aggressive process. You have to be constantly refining. Beyond the obvious irrelevant terms, you need to dig deep into your search term reports. Look for queries that signal research or purely informational intent if your goal is primarily transactional.
Like how-to queries or something.
Exactly. Or terms like jobs, careers, reviews, if your product isn't really review-centric in that way, or the word free if you only offer paid services or products. These seem obvious, but they slip through. For managing large lists efficiently, yeah, look into using Google Ad Scripts. They can help automate the identification of potentially irrelevant terms based on patterns, or leverage some good third-party PPC tools. This kind of surgical precision, it ensures your budget focuses squarely on those high-intent prospects. It basically turns wasted spend back into reinvested budget for terms that actually convert.
Okay, constant vigilance there. Now, thinking beyond just the final sale or lead form submission, it's about understanding the whole journey, adding conversion tracking for micro-conversions. For an experienced marketer, how can tracking these smaller steps, these micro conversions, actually help predict the bigger conversions? Or maybe identify subtle leaks in the funnel we might otherwise miss?
Yeah, micro conversions are, well, they're those smaller positive interactions a user has with your site before they hit that main goal, like a purchase or filling out a contact form. Think about tracking things like video views, how much of a product demo did they watch, or PDF downloads of brochures or spec sheets, scroll depth on key pages, even just time spent on a critical product page.
So engagement signals.
Exactly. These aren't just vanity metrics. They are critical leading indicators of intent and engagement. By tracking them, you get a much, much fuller picture of how users are moving through your funnel. Or not moving through it. It allows you to optimize for those crucial steps before the final conversion. It helps you pinpoint where users might be losing interest or getting stuck, which allows for much more comprehensive, more nuanced optimization. You have to ask, what small signals are you currently missing that could ultimately point the way to bigger conversions down the line?
That's a really powerful perspective. Okay, and for those who do have enough conversion data slowing, there's the option of letting Google's AI take the wheel more. Implementing smart bidding strategies. These can be powerful, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the critical prerequisites for them to actually work well? And maybe when might manual bidding still be the better choice, or at least require really close supervision?
Right. Smart bidding strategies, things like target ROAS, return on ad spend, or maximize conversions, they use Google's machine learning to optimize your bids automatically in real time for each auction. But the absolute critical prerequisite is data. Sufficient and accurate conversion data. The AI needs enough reliable information to learn what works and what doesn't. If you have very low conversion volume, or if your tracking is inconsistent or broken, well, these strategies can really struggle or even make poor decisions.
Garbage in, garbage out, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. And for maybe very specific, super low volume campaigns where you need absolute granular control, maybe manual bidding or enhanced CPC might still offer you more direct oversight. The key for experienced marketers isn't just turning smart bidding on and walking away thinking the job's done. It's about monitoring them closely, understanding the nuances of how each strategy works, setting realistic targets, and being fully prepared to step in and adjust if the data suggests things are going off track.
So AI assistant, not AI replacement.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Okay, finally, number 10. A practice that sounds basic, but is fundamental for constant learning and adaptation. Reviewing search terms weekly. We talked about it for negatives, but how do the really top-tier optimizers extract, like, hidden insights or find new opportunities from these reports that maybe others miss?
Yeah, your search term report is just an absolute goldmine. Seriously, it shows the actual real queries people typed into Google that triggered your ads. And these can often be quite different from the keywords you're actually bidding on, especially with broad match types. So yes, you use it to find negative keywords to block. That's fundamental. But beyond that, this report is invaluable for discovering new high intent, long tail keywords that you weren't even targeting, things you didn't know people were searching for.
Ah, so keyword discovery too.
Absolutely. These can become the basis for new, highly precise ATAGs or tightly themed ad groups, opportunity spotting. It also helps you refine your existing ad copy. You see the exact language your audience is using, use that language back at them, and it helps you uncover emerging trends or shifts in user intent over time. It really is about continuous data-driven campaign evolution, using that raw data to make your campaigns sharper, more relevant, and more efficient every single week. It's not basic, it's foundational.
Fantastic. So wrapping this all up then, what does this really mean for you, the listener? I think it's pretty clear. You don't necessarily need a bigger budget to get dramatically better results from Google Ads. What you need is smarter, more nuanced, more data-driven optimization. With these kinds of tactics we've discussed, you can genuinely make every single dollar work harder, driving significant ROI for your business, really just by leveraging the data you already have right there at your fingertips.
Indeed. It really underscores that smarter optimization, not just throwing more money around, is often the key to success, especially in a competitive space like Google Ads. And that maybe leads to a final thought for you to consider. If this principle, smarter optimization, deeply leveraging existing resources and data rather than just increasing input, is so powerful in Google Ads, where else? Where else in your professional life, or maybe even your personal life, could applying that same principle lead to some unexpected, perhaps significant, improvements? Something to think about.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.